Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Wednesday morning. And we go to our 102.5, The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in our good friend Paul Kuharski from PaulKuharski.com. PK, good morning. Nice to have you back with us. How you doing?
Yeah, nice to be back. Sorry to have deserted you for so long, but not sorry.
That's all right. I mean, tan. Rex Road left me for 2 weeks, too, so it's all good.
It's true.
Well, he's got a bigger responsibility to you, I would say, than these 10 minutes.
So are you tan or no?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I had cancer on my face at one stage, so I don't seek the sun like an Adonis like you, Joe, but I have a little bit of a tan. I also wear a big floppy hat a lot.
Probably a good call.
Fair point.
Very, very nicely said. So, PK, obviously DeAndre Hopkins coming to Nashville. We've talked about the possibility of that for a while now at this point, but now that it's happening, what do you think this does for this offense? How big a deal is this for the Titans in your mind?
Well, hopefully it's a big deal. I mean, you have to have some caution with the Titans and an aging receiver, but they're certainly a lot better with him than they are without him when we know that the receiving core was completely deficient. You know, your hope is that compared to some of the older receivers they've brought in, he's not as speed reliant. He's never been a speed guy. He's never been a huge separation guy. He is a guy that does great work taking the ball away from people in contested catches. And you would think that is less likely. That's a skill that is less likely to decay with age than guys who are speed reliant. So I think that's part of it. Very curious to see about his practice willingness, if you will, and ability, because that's been a big thing. And to make those kind of catches and the back shoulder catches that he's so good at, he's got to have a lot of practice experience with Ryan Tannehill. So hopefully he's available and willing, and they can find the right amount of practice for him through training camp to develop that chemistry. And he can stay healthy. You know, he can stay healthy is something we have to add to a conversation about virtually anybody on this roster. But, you know, there's reason to be excited, but, you know, you have to be a little bit cautious based on what's happened with older receivers here before and based on the fact that he has slowed down a little bit already, though a slower DeAndre Hopkins is certainly better than anybody they have, including probably Treylon Burks.
So let's say it does work out well he's available all or most of the season. He's past the injuries, you know, he comes in, he fits in well, all that stuff. What do you think that means for this offense and for this team's bottom line, PK?
I think it means Jim Kelly is huge, and we need to see what this new offense looks like, how willing they are to change, to be less predictable, to go away from Derrick Henry a little bit more, or to change the way he gets his carries. And I think it comes down really then to Kelly, to health, and I think they should be right there in the AFC South. I think Tannehill's being dismissed by too many people in terms of what he can do in the regular season, and I think they should probably be back to a place where we're talking about what Tannehill can do in a January playoff game.
PK, what do you think
that said, Joe, the defense, I think, you know, we might be giving too much credit to off the top, certainly if they have to call on depth.
Paul Karski with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. So what do you think this does, PK, for Burks, not from the standpoint of learning behind Hopkins, although I'm sure that he will, but just from a matchup standpoint with Hopkins coming in, how beneficial do you think that should be for Treylon Burks?
Well, I mean, certainly he's going to draw a lesser corner some of the time, at least. Hopkins has been better against zone than against man. More recently, Mike Herndon writes about that in a piece that's up at paulkarski.com this morning. But look, it's got to be better for Treylon Burks. And a lot of people are thinking it's better for Derrick Henry. It's going to have a much bigger influence on Treylon Burks than Derrick Henry. I don't know. These people that think it's going to back people out of the box totally missed the boat, you know, when they brought in Julio Jones and he started on opening day and everybody thought things were going to back off with he and A.J. Brown. It's not going to back off. They're not going to back off Derrick Henry, period. And you know, Hopkins, again, isn't a speed guy, never has been a speed guy. He's not a big downfield threat. And people aren't coming out of the box on Derrick Henry, you know, and I don't think they would if Derrick Henry had a bad month. You know, the Titans would have to really do some things that are different over an extended period of time for defenses to play them differently. But I think it does have, as you're indicating, a big effect on Burks in terms of the coverage that he will draw. And it puts everybody, you know, look, Burks is now more the two, and it reshuffles the wide receiver order. Everybody's back in a natural position. Joe, you know, has campaigned for NWI to be the two for a long time. And NWI now is the four or the five, which is what he needs to be. Chris Moore is the four or the five, which is what he needs to be. People go back to natural spots that they are suited for.
So going back to the press conference after the draft, Paul, you asked Vrabel about that position. Do you think he was telegraphing this at the time now?
No. Look, I mean, tell me if I'm wrong, but this is ridiculous, the idea that the Titans, at the end of the draft, A, knew that a high-quality veteran receiver was going to get cut. All right, you can maybe predict that. And B, knew that they were going to win the bidding war with 30 other potential suitors for him. That's not a plan, Joe. That's good fortune. I mean, it's good for them that it happened. But if you come out of the draft and say, okay, now our plan is to sit back and wait on a guy to get cut and then out-negotiate people to get him, I mean, you need two strokes of good fortune to happen there. That's not a plan. I mean, you could say that's what we hope to happen. That's what we want to happen. But that's not in your control like regular free agency or the draft when you can assure yourself of getting that guy. So I applaud them for making this happen, but they needed two big things to happen to allow for it that were out of their control. One, Arizona cutting him, and two, his willingness to sign with them. They can't necessarily out. You have no idea what other people are going to bid. You have no idea if he's willing to come to Tennessee when he's talking, you know, Super Bowl dreams and all of that. And when somebody like Baltimore is given $15 million a year or $15 million for a year to Odell Beckham, you have no idea what the market's going to dictate. So they look very smart now, but there was hardly a guarantee that things were going to unfold this way.
I hear you. Other than, you know, you say out of their control, I mean, I'd love to know what the next best offer was. And obviously there weren't many. Like, if they're willing to offer this kind of money, they probably felt pretty good about outbidding everybody else, right?
Yeah, but they had no idea. You have no idea. You know, look at Baltimore with Odell Beckham. Who was the second bidder on that? People, you know, teams bid against themselves and make stupid moves financially all the time. Yeah, so we have no idea what the Patriots offered. And Kansas City was allegedly in it if they got a restructure, a new contract done for one of their guys over there. Certainly, it looks to be a nice contract. But, you know, Herndon said if he meets all of the incentives over the 2 years, he'll be the 18th highest paid receiver in the league. That'll be a steal. So it's not monster money. So, you know, what are the odds that somebody gave him a deal better than the 18th paid wide receiver in the league over the next 2 years? I would have thought pretty good. So again, I give him credit for getting it done. I think they're in a great position here, but to go to the 11th hour, so to speak, and to count on these two things to happen is a risky play. It's good that they got the risky play done, but to smugly sit up there and say we're not done and something's going to happen was a risky play for sure.
PK, last thing here for you. So, I mean, obviously everybody feels better about wide receiver right now with Hopkins coming in. There is still the offensive line and Nicholas Petit-Frere being suspended for the first six games. So what do you make of that, and how are you trying to fix that if you're Vrabel? What are you doing to address the offensive line in the first six games with him being out?
That's just killer. So dumb. I mean, and, you know, he told Nick Suss that he – Petit-Frere told Nick Suss, you know, that he was having trouble understanding the whole thing. I don't know how you're having trouble understanding the thing. Can you read? Can you listen to Vrabel spell it out for you? And if you still don't understand it, can you circle back to those people and say, I don't understand it? Or how about not betting while you don't understand it? You know, it's really disappointing from a guy that comes across as smart. I would think Jamarco Jones, who's a huge mystery man, we don't know anything about the guy, would be at the front of the line because he's got some experience, but you're going to need to help that right tackle more, whether it's him or Jalen Duncan. And I would think those are the two main guys. A lot of people now want to, you know, play both Skoronski and Dillard at tackle. I don't think Dillard is very promising on the right side based on what he's done, but then you create guard problems, and I don't know that you want to spread the problem out throughout the line. So just my personal feeling, but I would think they're going to find a right tackle and go six games with him and you know, Wesco or whoever the blocking tight end is going to be is going to spend some time on the right side of the line, which makes it harder on Dillard, who maybe was going to need that help. So, you know, you're right. Hopkins' presence now shifts the problem area entirely to offensive line, I think.
Yep, no question about that. Paul Kuharsky from paulkuharsky.com, our guest on Robbie and Rex Road, joins us every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock. PK, thanks for being with us, man. Appreciate you. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care, guys. Thanks.
Absolutely. Paul Kuharsky with us on Robbie and Rex Road. We'll take your thoughts on the Titans, 615-737-1025, our phone number, 615-737-1025. Speaking of that, got some tickets to give away to John Fogerty at First Bank Amphitheater coming up on July 25th. Be caller number 3, 615-737-1025. Caller number 3 will win a pair of tickets to see John Fogerty at First Bank Amphitheater coming up on July 25th. 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. Presented by TJ Anderson Homes of Benchmark Realty, helping home buyers and sellers in Middle Tennessee for 20 years. We are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by Superbook, live from our 1025 The Game studio. Brought to you by Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Thanks to Paul Kuharsky for being with us in the last segment. 1025-1063, The Game has your chance to win tickets to Misfits Boxing X-Series 008 boxing matches at the Nashville Municipal Auditorium coming up this Saturday. All you got to do, text in the keyword boxing to the game text line at 615-737-1025. That's boxing to the text line, 615-737-1025, for your chance to win. It will be entered to win that competition. Really interesting thoughts from PK on the DeAndre Hopkins front of this. What did you make of what he had to say on whether or not this was the plan for the Titans the whole time? Were they just fortunate that it worked out this way? Because a lot of people think, now that they've done it, that this was the plan for the Titans the whole time.
Monty asked him for it, told him he was cutting them.
Well, maybe.
And they knew they'd outbid everybody. It was the plan. They Vrabel promised it. Vrabel delivered it, PK. Just accept it, man.
We have heard that.
No, I mean, like I said, I agree. Like, you can't know. But you have some control, right, when you're actually offering someone. I mean, there was a lot of talk about everybody knew they were unhappy with him. Everybody knows the Cardinals are kind of doing whatever they're doing this year.
Like, it wasn't a reach to think that he was going to be moved on from this year.
Exactly. It wasn't. This wasn't some out of the blue thing. So, and plus, look, I mean, people do tamper and talk to each other. I know that that's a crazy thought. Like the idea that people cheat in college football. But people have conversations, kind of have an idea of this or that. Yeah, sometimes execs have conversations with each other off the record. Sometimes coaches, execs, players, agents have conversations. So I'm not sitting here saying no way. Vrabel knew it, right? He did everything but say DeAndre Hopkins that day. You know, I'm not saying that, but it made sense to think this might be possible. And I hear what PK's saying on the. That's an interesting stat that he cited Mike Herndon on. Even if he hits his incentives, he'd be 18th. That also speaks to two straight years of not being available for different reasons, yep. Having a variety of injuries, getting into your 30s. I mean, that's like, I think it makes sense.
I think it does too. I mean, look,
might be a bargain.
We've talked about it this week. I feel good about Hopkins and how his skill set translates and all those things. And, you know, we were talking yesterday, and Chase and I talked about on his show just the ways that he's able to get open with the route running. I mean, you think about some of the best route runners in the league over the last 5-6 years, and Devontae Adams comes to mind, Stephon Diggs comes to mind, and DeAndre Hopkins comes to mind. So when you can do things and you know how to get open that way, I feel better, way better about those guys playing longer and being more effective than the, you know, just straight up explosive guys that we've talked about. But he is on the other side of 30, and it has been going the wrong way from a health standpoint. Now, the PED thing is what makes it so different, because it's 6 games that are just snatched away from him there that it's not injury related, but
sometimes
PED, sometimes they help
sometimes
you say
PEDs are injury related.
Exactly. I mean, sometimes they help you, you know, get through injuries or avoid injuries, and on the other side of that, what's that going to look like for DeAndre Hopkins? So, I mean, that's a long way of me saying I feel good about it. I think he's going to be good for the Titans this year. I also recognize that there is a certain degree of risk that comes with this deal, where he gets out there and you just figure out either pretty quickly, one, he just maybe doesn't have it anymore, or number two, the injuries start to creep up in training camp. Like, if we get 2 weeks into training camp and all of a sudden DeAndre Hopkins is missing practices because of injury, I mean, people are going to be like, see, here we go. Here we go, Julio, part two. We're having the same conversation all over again if that happens.
I can't wait till the first practice he doesn't participate, and then it's – and then, you know, like Ray was like, well, you know, some guys get days off. And something that we speculate, is he hurt? You know, I mean, I do still remember the –
because he's going to get some days off in training camp.
Sure, yeah. Hey, I think it's – again, I'm surprised by this because I thought he'd go ahead and take a week or two with no training camp to even worry about. So he's signing up to come in here and – to me, to get that work in with Tannehill and to really build that bond and try to perform as well as possible. You want to hit those marks. Everybody talks about he hates practice and all that stuff. And look, it's okay to hate practice, in my opinion. But also, he wants to hit those incentives and hit those. So you want to help yourself produce, you got to build chemistry with your quarterback.
You do. And look, I think it's great that they've got him in before camp. I really do. Like the idea of them building a rapport together with him and Tannehill and him coming in. And I know learning the offense probably is not going to be that much of a struggle for DeAndre Hopkins based on who the offensive coordinator is and the fact that he's been in the league for as long as he has. So I'm not really concerned about it from that standpoint, but just the timing, right? Like having your timing match up. Like I remember the Arizona game, and the story of the Arizona game in 2021 was obviously Taylor Lewan and just the whooping that defense put on that offense that day.
Welcome back to the field, everybody.
But you could also go back and watch it, and we talked about it in the immediate aftermath of it. Like, Julio missed some time in camp, and you could tell, like, the timing was off for that first game. And with the Titans' schedule being what it is, I think it's really important that they're sharp from game one, because those first 6 games, as we've talked about, is on paper the most difficult part of their schedule. And I think it's important that they're ready for the jump. I think it's a great thing that he's here for training camp. I really do.
Hopkins had a couple TDs that day too, didn't he?
I believe he did.
At least one.
I know Christian Kirk had one.
Christian Kirk had the – yeah, yeah. So that was – yeah, take advantage of the rookie. But, yeah, Hopkins scored at least once there too. Yeah, no, that's a good point. And it's more – Speaking of, I forgot to mention this earlier, but on the offensive line front, I wanted to mention, did you see Gentry asked his column today in the Tennessee?
Nope.
He talked to Ben Jones. So Ben Jones over on Radio Row yesterday, going on different shows, or at least one other show, and so Gentry caught up with him, and he's not ruling out a return at some point, which, okay, I think which would be like next year.
Okay.
Now, personally, I would almost plead with him to
stop rule it out.
ever playing football. But I did see him yesterday, and unlike Taylor Lewan, who's shriveling up like a raisin, he's a big offensive lineman dude, so he's maintaining the weight. So, but yeah,
can he play right tackle?
Yeah, that's a good question. But I'm gonna go. He told him, I think he said MCL. He said MCL injury, high ankle sprain. High ankle sprains are terrible.
Oh yeah,
and also I guess he had stomach flu and lost 12 pounds. So good times, man. Ben Jones, incredibly tough. Heck of a player, incredible success story of Titans to Texans to Titans.
Yes.
Pre-Vrabel, yes. But still, he should not play football anymore. I'm sorry. Like, just enjoy your family.
Unless he can play right tackle.
And if that's the case, then you're welcome right now.
That's right. 615-737-1025. 1025 The Game is all over SEC Media Days this week. Our coverage sponsored by Volunteer Hose and Gasket and Mercedes-Benz of Music City. Coming up next, it is time for Nick Keiser's inaugural edition of The Choice Is Yours. He is in the questions chair. We will do that next. We encourage your participation as well on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, The Game.
This, we all have choices to make. This, like right now. The choice is yours. Built by Jared Companies. You have a choice. So when you have a need for site and utility work, fire protection, concrete and asphalt services, the choice is simple. It's Jared Companies. For more, visit JaredCompaniesInc.com. The choice is yours. Now on Robbie and Rex Road.
It is that time of the week. Time for The Choice Is Yours. Brought to you by Jared Companies. Above and beyond industry standards, Jared Companies, Inc., the only company you need for site work, fire protection, paving, and concrete needs. Jared Companies, Inc. offers a wide range of services, including grading, excavation, drainage, underground utilities, fire sprinkler, fire alarm, asphalt paving, infrared paving, and much more. If you need an estimate, call 615-515-1270 or go to JaredCompaniesInc.com. That's JARRETT, CompaniesInc.com. Nick Keiser in the questions chair today for The Choice Is Yours. For the first time, he's got his note card ready to go. Nick Keiser, the floor is yours. I turn things over to you.
Good morning. Yes, it is the first edition with me in the questions chair. So, gentlemen, the first unofficial question is, sports or non-sports?
Let's go sports.
Okay, beautiful. So my first question here for you this morning is, I'm going to take you back to 1998. If you were number two overall as the Nashville Predators general manager, and you did not take David Legwon, who would you take instead? I'll give you some names. You have Alex Tanguy, Simone Gagné, Pavel Datsyuk was taken later on. Well, you got
like the sixth round, though, right?
Like seventh round.
Got Andre Markov was taken as well. Brad Stewart. Mike Fisher was also in this draft.
He was.
As was Brian Gionta and Sean Horkoff. There was not a star-studded draft this year.
God bless you for going to NHL draft question.
Yeah.
From the 90s.
All right, so who would we take? You go first, and then I'll come to a conclusion.
Okay, so I would probably take Sean Horkoff.
Okay,
based on
he's a good player.
Okay, well, he's similar to a Mike Fisher, and I think for me, Sean was pretty pivotal in the Oilers turning around their franchise, and he wasn't there for a whole lot of their success later on, but he was a good captain, and I thought that he set the good example that the new generation has there with that franchise. So I would have probably taken him. My other number one pick for me there would have been Mike Fisher.
Okay, there you go. I'll go Alex Tanguy. He was taken 12 overall.
Good one.
So 10 picks behind Legwon. He ended up playing over 1,000 games, 863 points. He was a good, reliable player for a long time. He actually didn't stop playing until 2016. That's a long run in the NHL. So I'll go Alex Tanguy.
Thank you for bringing up a former Michigan State classmate of mine, the great Sean Horkoff.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I'll take Datsyuk. I mean, I can just pick whoever I want.
I mean,
yeah, I'll take Pavel Datsyuk.
That's a rough, real answer, but he didn't go to the seventh round, so I didn't feel like that was fair.
But if we can go back in time.
I know.
All day. And think about, you know, because that guy delivered some misery in this town.
The magic man.
To this hockey team.
He's right? One of the best players I've ever watched.
He's
I'm
amazing.
Not
absurd. It was so ridiculous that he ended up being what he became for them, you know. Have him going against the Red Wings during those years when you're trying to get over the hump against the Red Wings all day.
He's going Datsyuk. Mm-hmm. Where was he drafted? He was drafted. It was sixth round. So
yeah, six.
171st overall.
All right. I was right about something.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yay.
Back when there was 27 teams in the NHL. What a glorious time.
Mm-hmm.
So my first non-sports question.
The Milwaukee Admirals uniforms. Which ones do you like better? Just kidding. Go ahead.
Wow. I don't even have one of those. Okay.
Not yet.
Non-sports. Okay. What is an odd condiment that you put on food that you like that maybe some other people don't?
Okay. I will say this, and you're going to get grossed out by this. I tried ranch on eggs one time.
Oh, I have too.
It's pretty good, man. I enjoyed the heck out of it. It was awesome.
That
ranch on, I mean, you know, people do hot sauce on eggs, and you know, some people do ketchup on eggs, whatever. I tried ranch on eggs one time, and I got to say, it's pretty good.
God, that makes me sick.
Is it worse than mayonnaise and coffee? That's the real question.
Ranch on eggs is pretty good, man. You never had like some sort of wrap in there that has egg and ranch in there?
I'd have a Duke's Folgers and extravaganza before I put ranch in my eggs.
SEC media
day. I'm not
day.
Saying that I make a big habit out of it. I'm just saying I did it one time and it was pretty good.
I hate ranch, but that's an age thing because like ranch now kids are just raised on it's like water for
pretty
kids
much,
growing
yeah.
up. But yeah. I don't. You know, I can't think of a great example for me. I'm a huge anti-ketchup on hot dogs person.
We know this, yes.
I think absolutely. And a ketchup on brats really bothers me. A hot dog, okay, but a brat, you can't do it. I do put hot sauce. Like, I put hot sauce on my eggs. I put hot sauce on more stuff than I should because it okay, I got one. I think I've mentioned this before, but I'll mention again. If you ever are in Lincoln, Nebraska, go to Lead Belly and get the Raspberry Beret Burger,
okay,
which has candied bacon, raspberry jelly, and peanut butter. And, man, is it good.
Peanut butter on a burger, it's pretty awesome.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I've had it before.
I have not tried that. I will have to knock that off my list at some point.
Yeah. It sounds great. Like, even I, I was told to try it, and I ordered it somewhere. And I was like, this could be a total mistake. It was pretty good.
It's weird how it's good.
Yeah.
Because it shouldn't be. How about
you? Okay. Well, so going back to what Robbie had to say, I also put this on my eggs too, but it's something completely different. And this is a weird concoction that I discovered when I was in college on accident because I was putting it with my fries. So I typically went to the store and got Chick-fil-A sauce. All right. That's pretty common.
Yeah.
But I like it with salmon.
Salmon and Chick-fil-A sauce?
Yeah. Very odd combination.
I can't say I've heard of that one before.
But I accidentally tried it because it was on the plate.
I could see where that might be okay. But I can't say
But I also have tried it on my eggs too. And it's actually not that bad with the eggs.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good one.
I can kind of see that.
Yeah.
I mean, it is like chicken embryos.
Yes. I would sure hope so.
I mean, you know. All right. Okay.
All right. So going over back to sports, and I was watching the quarterback series for the first time last night. So this comes in lieu of this. So if you could spend 1 week with a current NFL quarterback, who would it be? So imagine you're going through a week of, okay, it's prepping for a game, it's watching film, it's being around the family a little bit. What does he do during the week prior to the game that kind of keeps him relaxed? Whatever he's doing.
I know Joe's answer.
You are also part of it.
Joe, just go ahead and knock it out.
Yeah, I mean, what are you talking about? You think I'm going to say Marcus?
No, I know who you're going to say.
Yeah, I mean, Kirk Cousins is one of my favorite people I've ever encountered in sports. I mean, he's one of the best kids, and I know I say kid, but he is a kid in my mind. He's awesome. And I'm glad – I haven't watched the quarterbacks thing yet, but I'm seeing a lot of reaction that people are like, oh, wow, Kirk Cousins cool. Oh, no kidding. You know, yes,
obviously,
he's awesome.
I'm a big Packers guy, and he's the quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings, so there's a level of disdain there. I kind of like Kirk Cousins. Yeah. I really do.
Are we really all three going to go Kirk?
Because I'm not going Kirk. I'm going my answer is Joe Burrow is my answer.
That's a good answer. That would be a fun week.
Yeah.
That'd be a fun
week. A lot of cigar smoking, maybe. Yeah. That would be a really fun week. So, Joe, oddly enough, I too would do Kirk Cousins. And it was a little bit based on watching the series. I think you would really enjoy watching what he's doing and what he kind of goes through as well. I thought he was a unique athlete, the way he approaches the game and the type of leader that he is. I would love to get to know him more. I think you'd be a fun athlete just to be more around. So that was my pick.
They're picking that up for season two, by the way. I wonder who the quarterbacks will be this year.
That'll be,
will it be
really interesting.
Levis and Willis.
Maybe so.
As they fight over QB1. How about Patrick Mahomes, though? You can hang out with Jackson Mahomes at the bar? Just saying.
I think I'm going to leave that one alone.
Underrated.
Unless I want to hang out with the police, too. Okay,
I think
cool.
He hangs out with Jackson Mahomes at the bar. Yeah.
All right, so the last question, non-sports. So, name a celebrity you would and would not be friends with. And I could start if you guys need some time. So, I would like to be friends with Cillian Murphy, who's going
to
be in Oppenheimer.
He also is
in a lot of movies that I have enjoyed over the years, obviously in Batman as Scarecrow, yes. He's also in Peaky Blinders, one of my favorite series. My non-friend is Amber Heard.
Okay.
Just so annoying. Seen her a lot in the headlines, obviously, with Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
All the memes that she became, just very cringeworthy to me.
Okay. Rex Road, I know who your non-friend is.
My friend is my friend is Alyssa Milano. My non-friend is Jason Bateman.
Well, let's see. You went different than I thought you'd go.
What did you think?
I mean, it was a prime opportunity for Ben Affleck slander, and you just totally passed it up.
I mean, he'd be fine to have a beer with. I just don't want him to ever be in movies again. I'm fine hanging out with Affleck. I don't want him to act anymore. He sucks at acting. You know? You see the difference?
I do. My friend, I guess I'll go Matthew McConaughey. Kind of seems like a fun person. So
all right,
I'll go as the friend. That's as the person I don't like, anybody associated with the Kardashians, I'll avoid. So take your pick. Kim, Khloe, any of them. Don't care.
Even Rob.
You think they're all equally unlikable?
Pretty close, yeah.
I'd be friends with
Kim. Nick, well done on your first edition of The Choice is Yours. I think my favorite was discussing the NHL draft in 1998 in July.
There you go.
Way to go, Nick.
We got some. I got mayo on corned beef and hash. You're kidding, Henry. You're kidding. Balsamic vinegar on vanilla ice cream from Bradford.
Is that a real thing?
Jeez. David says, Rex Road friend Scott Stepp. Again, I'd hang out with a dude if I could keep him away from a microphone and a stage. Let's be best friends.
Just so disrespectful. Oh, my goodness. The choice is yours. Brought to you by Jarrett Companies. Above and beyond industry standards, Jarrett Companies, Inc. offers a wide range of services, including grading, excavation, drainage, underground utilities, and more. If you need an estimate, call 615-515-1270 or visit JarrettCompaniesInc.com. That's Jarrett Companies, Inc.com. We'll continue the conversation. Got more of your thoughts to get to on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We'll do that next. SEC football on the table. Nick Saban speaking later today. Taking more of your thoughts on the Titans as well. All that coming up. The game summer ticket tour headed to Bringle Smoking Oasis, located at 4901 Centennial Boulevard this Friday afternoon from 2 to 6. Come eat, drink, hang, and leave with a pair of free Sounds, Preds, Big Machine Music City Grand Prix, or concert tickets. Also, your chance to get signed up for the grand prize, which is Titans tickets, Preds tickets in the 501 Club, and a two-night stay at Opryland Hotel with access to sound waves. Black Tie Moving delivers the game summer ticket tour. For more details, visit thegamenashville.com/tour. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Got some tickets to give away to see Gypsy Kings at T-Pax Jackson Hall coming up on November the 4th. Be caller number 3-615-737-1025. Our phone number, 615-737-1025. Caller number 3 will win a pair of tickets to see Gypsy King at T-Pac's Jackson Hall coming up on November 4th, 615-737-1025. Joe, Nick Saban is live from SEC Media Days. He's on ESPN right now. Probably his favorite day of the year, if I had to guess, walking around with SEC Media Days. Looking forward to what he has to say about Alabama coming up later today.
I mean, this is going to be amazing. The anticipation around the sports world right now. Looks like he's, you know, he's saying some words.
It does look like he's saying some words. It is an intriguing day tomorrow at SEC Media Days with Ole Miss, the Goober Shane Beamer, and then Tennessee going to round things off there.
Disrespect for Beamer.
I'm sure he's a great guy. I mean,
you know, Frank Beamer is one of matter my fact, I've actually heard that he is, coaches.
I've actually heard that Shane Beamer is a great guy. Yeah. So that's good.
No, I think he is. Hey, he gets talked into these things. He just does what he's – I've seen an interview with him.
Maybe no every now and then.
Yeah, you are allowed to say no sometimes.
Just throwing
that's
that
kind
out
of
there.
His brand now, you know?
I mean, it is.
So if he's got to catch some strays from you, then – you know, if the kids like it, the kids like it.
I guess so. I guess that's what it all you know, boils
like
down to.
All these
to.
Stupid uniforms that all these teams wear now.
Speaking of, I don't think we're that far away from the Titans throwback Oilers jersey uniform reveal.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it.
Someone texted about that. So they had a thing where they poured oil on the
yeah, it kind of looks like it. Yeah, it was like black paint.
Okay.
Made to look like oil.
Made to look like oil.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's going to be an Oilers throwback. I don't think it's a huge secret.
In Houston.
I don't think it's going to be in Houston.
You think it'll be here against
them? I think
them?
It'll probably be here
okay.
against them.
Well, if they had some guts, they'd do it in Houston.
Come I on. Think they should wear it a couple times this year. Just yeah. once against Houston. I would love – see, that's the thing. I really want them to make two because I think the – I like the baby blue Houston Oilers / Tennessee Oilers throwback. I love the all-white look.
Mm-hmm.
So I really want to see them make both of them, but I don't think they're going to.
I mean, those are all-time great NFL uniforms.
They really are.
Like they, to me, they're right up there with like the classic Chargers uniforms, Dan Fouts era, of course. Dan Fouts wore it best.
Friend of the show.
And what else? What else would be the all – I mean, actually
– the 80s Patriots jerseys are pretty sweet.
I like those. I actually love the – I love the Lions –
pretty good.
Primary uniforms. I think those are great. I mean, they
Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, see, I don't. I think they're awfully ugly. I just think those color that color combination is ugly. But that it's a vintage.
It is vintage
uniform of a great franchise.
I mean, the
Steelers.
Tampa's bringing back the creamsicle this year. Some people love that. Some people hate it.
Yeah. I mean,
is it a coincidence that Brady retired the year before they're bringing back the creamsicle? He's like, eh. No, thanks, man.
So they probably tried to, and Brady was like, nah, man.
No.
I'm not wearing that
I'm
stuff.
I'm not doing this,
I'm
man.
I'm not trying to look like Steve DeBerg in 1985. No.
I'm not doing it. Broncos old unis? Used to like those?
Yeah, yeah.
There are a lot of good ones.
Actually, yeah, NFL uniforms are actually pretty good for the most part. I mean, they were. And
the Browns are terrible, but a lot of people like those too for some reason.
I don't hate those. I don't. I like the for them. I like the white jersey look.
I would agree.
You know, I think that's a good look. That the other, like the all brown. That look, yeah, it's a little bit doo-doo-y. Yeah.
Well, the other brown.
Actually, I kind of like the Vikings. Like the Vikings purple.
They're wearing a classic this year too, throwing it back to the like 70s.
Fran Tarkenton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are a lot of good looking uniforms in the NFL, but I think I honestly believe this. I love. Like the logo from the Oilers back in the day.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome.
Oh, yeah. The Derek.
But the unis, I think they're really good. Like, honestly, and people were throwing up, like, throwback pictures of this, of, like, McNair in the Oilers jersey and Eddie George in the Tennessee Oilers jersey. That's peak in
yeah,
my
absolutely.
Mind.
Absolutely.
Loved it.
And Derek with the Derek on the helmet.
Be awesome.
It's got to happen this year. So
I mean, they did the AFL Oiler throwbacks not that long ago, like back in, it was like 2008 or something. And those are fine.
That was 15 years ago, man.
I know. So I guess it is a long time ago. So, and those are fine. I like those.
But no.
They're not. The Tennessee Oilers / late Houston yeah. Oilers jerseys, yeah. awesome.
The modern, best. The modern
modernized
Houston
version.
Oilers jerseys are outstanding.
So, I mean, maybe a missed opportunity not wearing them in Houston, though. But I really, I mean, they've you not know, even said that it's going to be here against the Oilers, but it makes a lot of sense. Or excuse against the Oilers, against the Texans.
Yeah.
But it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Yeah, they need-
especially now that you have DeAndre Hopkins. Just lean into it if you're the Titans. Come on.
I know, right? Hopkins, Henry. Is there anybody else? Any more? Ben Jones is gone now. Well, for a year, I guess.
Yeah.
Someone on the text line asked me about that. And by the way, yes, Ben Jones had concussions too, guys.
Oh, yeah.
He's had multiple knee injuries, concussions. I mean, I'm sorry. Like, I'm just like, as a person.
He made Vrabel cry last year at the end of a game for how much he was playing through.
Right. So the toughness is undisputable? Indisputable. Very impressive. And he should retire and hang out with his kids. That's just my opinion. It's his life. Yeah,
do whatever you want. Yeah, he can do whatever he wants. But, I mean, I agree with you. I mean, also, like, the taking – at this point, you'd be what, taking a year off and then coming back? Or is he talking about, like, now in camp?
I mean, reading what Gentry wrote, no. He's still healing up. I mean, it's – so, basically, he's talking about, like, a year from now, were he to be healed – that's how I took it – were he to be – totally healed up, you know. He's like, if they call me, you know, and that's fine. I mean, he's going to be 35 at that point.
Right.
Physically, 57.
Right. I mean, there's been a lot of wear and tear
great
on
player.
The body that way. Yeah, really good play. I mean,
heck of a career.
We talk about free agent signings, right? We talked about, you know, the conversation that Vrabel had on Bussing with the Boys about free agent signings and some that haven't worked. I know this one was before him, but that one worked out pretty well for the Titans. I mean, honestly, when you look back at purely free agent signings and not draft picks, trades, all that stuff, but purely free agent signings, I mean, Ben Jones is probably one of the best they've ever had in general. I mean, Delanie Walker is up there. He might be the best they've ever had, but Ben Jones, pretty good free agent signing by the Titans.
Yeah, in terms of overachieving, Delanie Walker would be hard to beat. Diego Autry, a heck of a signing. But yep. Yeah, and that's John Robinson's first offseason. He comes in with Ben Jones and trades for DeMarco Murray for nothing. And drafts Jack Conklin and Derrick Henry and Kevin Byard.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you got.
Why couldn't you just do that every offseason?
What happened, John? What are we doing?
Multiple Super Bowls by now.
You know, watch the Vrabel Bussing with the Boys episode today? He was on there for a long time.
Wow, but not until really absorbing this Nick Saban presser. God, such a great event.
I mean, I wonder how long his opening – that's my favorite part about SEC Media Days. Let's time out the opening statement.
Yeah, someone,
how long is it going to be?
Someone needs to have a rundown of all – it's whoever is embattled goes like 14 minutes and goes through the entire
it's
roster.
Like, wow, he's been talking for 17 minutes straight and there's only 5 minutes left.
Saban will say something headline worthy today.
That's going to do it for us today here on Robbie and Rex Road. We will have you covered from SEC Media Days throughout the day here today on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. So looking forward to that. The Chase McCabe Show is coming up next. You're listening to 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.